وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and you, all of us, about the many blessings, beauties, and benefits of this beautiful month of Ramadan. One of the things we want to talk about, the blessings of Ramadan, is what Allah said about fasting. Although we don't know all the rewards associated with fasting, there is something that we know because the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told us that Allah said this, that Allah said that the one who's fasting gets two rewards. What are the two rewards that are going to come to the one who's fasting, whether it's in the month of Ramadan or any time of the year? Well, the first one he mentions is when he breaks his fast. There will be a benefit for him as soon as he breaks his fast. And another one when he meets his Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but I found in my very first year of fasting, one of those benefits is definitely true, because every time I would break the fast, as soon as I would put the water to my mouth and I would say Bismillah, drink that water, oh, that's the best water I ever drank. It's the same water I always drink, but sometimes, you know, you get this taste, you say, why is it so delicious? Maybe a piece of chicken or a piece of bread, and you eat it and you say, oh, I can taste the delicious bread. Now, any other time somebody give you bread and water, you'd say, bread and water, that's it? We're just going to have bread and water? But when you break your fast, what delicious bread, what wonderful water. And how I'm understanding this is because I fasted. My stomach, my mouth, all of this had a chance to be away from that constant putting food in, chewing on this, gum, candy, soda pop, different things you eat and drink throughout the day. But no, not now. Nothing. From the time the sun began to rise till the time the sun went down, I don't have anything. But then, and this is the first part. So the promise is coming true. We see the promise that the one who's fasting has two rewards. One, when he breaks the fast. And the other, much bigger one, huh? When he meets his Lord. I so much want to meet my Lord in a condition of what? Well, fasting, or at least having fasted recently. Because then there's a strong chance Allah is going to forgive us for all our sins. We talk about these things in some of our programs, about the forgiveness, about the benefits of reciting the Quran, some of the benefits that we get with sharing with each other. But just this one benefit alone, the benefit of breaking the fast itself, and the benefit of meeting our Lord. This is amazing, really amazing. So this is a beauty, this is a benefit. At the same time, I want to remember, it is an obligation. Allah has asked us to do this in a way that it's clear. It's not a suggestion. We must do this if we're true believers. Of course, there are those that have the exception. If they're ill or on a journey, this is even mentioned in the Quran, how they can make it up or substitute. But for the most of us, we know we can do it, and we should try. And the more that we put our focus on doing this for Allah, the more wonderful it is. I remember one time I was doing a Ramadan program years ago in Texas. The gentleman interviewing me was not a Muslim. He's very nice. And he even told me that once while he was in a Muslim country, he wanted to fast. So he fasted. He stayed away from food and drink for the full whole month. He said it was the hardest month of his life. He said it was so difficult for him. And I understood right away why. Because he wasn't doing it for Allah. He was just doing it to show that he could do it. And it was very difficult for him. And I told him, well, you shouldn't do it unless you're a Muslim. Fasting didn't benefit you at all. But it benefits me. I enjoy it. Our Prophet enjoyed it. Because we understand why we're doing it. and the benefits we derive from it. And Allah puts blessings and barakah in the mouth of the faster, because even the Prophet said that Allah says about the bad breath of the faster is like beautiful fragrance to Allah. May Allah accept your fasting and my fasting. And visit our website called Ramadan Reminders. That's ramadanreminders.com, where you'll find more programs just like this. Until next time, this is Yusuf Estes. Salaam. Salaam alaikum. Peace.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان
والمسلمون الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان